Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 445 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And today, we have a great question from Jim. But before we get to Jim's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, tech, and creative skills. I actually use it myself. The best thing that I've used it for was actually to help teach me how to use my DSLR camera. I also use it to keep up to date for a lot of pieces of software that I use, Photoshop, for example, and other things. And you can actually get a 10-day free trial right now to all of the videos. And these aren't just little YouTube videos. These are highly produced studio quality videos. You can get all access by going to lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. All right, and here's today's question from Jim.
Hello, thank you for doing this. My question for you and the listeners is, how does someone pick a subject for their podcast? For instance, in the past, I did podcasts, ebooks, and blogs about financing for small and medium-sized businesses, like a loan for equipment, for real estate, or startups, acquisitions, etc. I did a lot of podcasts on those, not a lot of success. I also love learning about and sharing ideas on marketing, helping businesses generate more revenue, things like that. Also, more on a personal side, I like inspiring and helping others with things. I created a book called Words to Live By. It takes words and kind of helps people think about them, like blame, for instance. You know, don't blame others, take responsibility for your life. You know, action, take action is very important in life. An idea is nothing without action, those sort of things. My name is Jim Fry. Can you help me? How do I pick? Can't do all three, obviously. How do I define it? You know, I enjoy them all. Help. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And you know what? I'm really excited that you called in, because a lot of people who are starting something, whether it's a podcast or a blog or what have you, they have multiple interests. And a lot of times people try to combine them all into one. And then for an audience, it just doesn't make sense. So I'm very encouraged that you are reaching out and you're asking for some clarity here, because it's obvious that you have an entrepreneurial mind because you have multiple things that you're interested in. And the cool thing about each of the things that you are talking about, this book that you have and the love that you have for helping people with marketing and making more money with their business, it just shows that you want to help. And I think that's the first and most primary thing that every successful entrepreneur should have, is that, you know, that want and that need to want to help others. So that's great. That's all good. Now, the most important thing is to think about it on the other side. What is an audience member going to listen to? And the thing that an audience member is going to get the most help from is somebody who can help them solve their problems. Again, we're going to the foundation of what makes a business successful. But when we think of a podcast, for example, if you listen to a podcast, you listen to one that is there to help you. You typically listen on a consistent level, and you want to make sure that that content is always going to be helpful for you. And so I would narrow down your focus to the one that does two things for you. One is that you're very passionate about and you feel that you can contribute a lot to helping this particular target audience out. But number two, that there is a specific need and specific problems and pains and issues that this particular target audience would have. And you understand the language about that. So it might take a little bit more research or digging into that particular audience or audiences that span across all three of these things to find that one that you can really focus on. And the goal is you want to find sort of that avatar. And that's a word that's thrown around a lot today in the entrepreneurial world, but it's thrown around because it's very, very important. You have to understand who it is on the other end that's going to be listening. What it is about their life that they need help with that you can come in and provide a solution for. Now, you had mentioned earlier that there are podcasts out there that are available for people who, you know, you're potentially going to target, but they're not good. Why? Again, you want to dig deeper. Why is it that people aren't listening? Are you listening to those episodes and trying to find out, well, yeah, these aren't really that interesting, or they're kind of all over the place? And again, when you align yourself and what you're doing with the problems of your audience, it's going to be much, much easier for you to figure out what it is you're going to talk about. So there's kind of two levels of what it is you're going to talk about. What is your show about and who is it for? But also within that show, okay, what kinds of content can you share? And again, it's all based off of that research that you do. And I actually read a great book recently and I'm about to feature, actually I had featured Ryan Levesque, the author of Ask, on the show. And that's a book I recommend everybody read, especially you, because you're going to learn how to do the proper research to discover these things about your audience that are really important for you to understand so that you can A, pick the right one in terms of what you want to do, but also B, understand exactly what kind of content you want to share with your audience. And that's what I initially thought. So what happens here when I create these Ask Pat episodes is Jessica, my assistant, she listens to these questions and then she puts the question into a spreadsheet here on Google Sheets. And then I read the question and then I play it to make sure I listen to it fully to understand the tonality and the emotion behind it. And what you had said in your question was different than what I had thought. So I read what Jessica put. How does someone pick the topic for their podcast? That's what she put. So I thought this episode was going to be about, okay, well, how do you discover, you have an audience, how do you discover what kinds of things to talk about on your podcast? Because you have blogs, you have videos, you have podcasts. How do you figure out what to do on your podcast? But your question is much different. But I do want to address that question too, because I know a lot of you out there have started, you have an audience already, you are marketing to a particular audience, and you are kind of just trying to figure out what else you can talk about. Well, there's two things you can do. One is if you have an email autoresponder, or if you have any sort of channel where you can collect responses to something, maybe it's social media, but I also like including this question on your email autoresponder because then you get immediate feedback and constant requests for content that you should always be writing about. And so in an email autoresponder or on your social channels, ask questions like, what else do you want me to write about? Or what kinds of content would you like me to feature? Or what would be the most helpful for you? And probably the number one question is, what are you struggling with? And that question, if that's in your autoresponder, you're going to get a constant stream of questions from your target audience. Again, making sure that you've done the foundational work to get a target audience. It's going to just, you're not going to have any problems figuring out what topics to pick. Also, if you have a blog already and you've started a podcast recently, go to your analytics and see what the most popular blog content is and see how you can further that conversation in a podcast episode. You've already validated that topic in your analytics. You might as well talk about it and go even deeper with it as well. I love to use the blog level one, podcast level two, or video level two conversation or strategy with the content that I have. I mean, why try to invent something completely brand new? You can take something that is already popular and make it even better or put a different spin on it, bring a guest on the show, for example, that can talk about it in a different way. And all those sorts of things. So keep those things in mind for the future, Jim, as you move forward with this particular topic that you have. But again, related to what it is that you want to do and pick, you really have to pick one. And that's the main lesson here. And again, you have an entrepreneurial mind, and that's great. Pick the one and go with it and focus. F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until success. That's the acronym. I got that from John Lee Dumas at Entrepreneur on Fire. Follow one course until success. And what that means is you might start by picking one, but then your brain is going to want to move on to something else, or you might not get the results you want right away. But then what happens is a lot of people quit or move on to something else right before that inflection point when stuff is going to happen and amazing things happen. And a lot of times it takes that dip, as Seth Godin says, to be able to find that rise on the other side of it. So again, just make sure you give whatever it is that you choose a chance to succeed. And there's going to be hard times. I mean, this entrepreneurial thing, it doesn't happen overnight. And there are ups and there are downs, a lot of downs. But as long as you keep moving forward, you will get back to those ups and rise even higher. So, Jim, I hope this answers your question, at least gets your gears turning and helps you focus on that one thing, which is really, really important to do. So, Jim, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And you'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in a week or two to collect your information for that. Totally free of charge. And for those of you listening or watching on Periscope right now, actually, if any of you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And this quote is from Lee Auden. Content is the reason search began in the first place. That's such a good quote because, you know, we always talk about search and climbing the search engines, but the whole purpose of that is just to find the best content. So, you know, stick with the roots and stick with what you know works, which is great content that's unique, stuff that's helpful. Cheers. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.